Coming up next, Main Street Focus.
The novel Please Look After Mom by Korean author Shin Kyung-suk has been selected among 18 books to watch for in April 2011 by none other than Oprah Winfrey. It already sold more than a million copies in Korea, and it is actually being released today, April 5th, in the United States. And we're going to talk more about this book with Charles Montgomery, who is professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website, www.ktlit.com. Welcome back, Charles.
Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the book first. It's 엄마를 부탁해 in Korean, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's in either language, it's a real tearjerker. It's the story of a family who are in Seoul with their mother, the entire family. And while in the subway, they lose their mother, essentially. And when they lose their mother, it causes them to go back and reconsider who she really was and who they really were and how their family worked. And the remainder of the book is their attempt, is both their reminiscences about their mother and their attempts to reunite with her.
So it looks like this book is going to be a huge success in the U.S. market.
I think it's obvious that it's going to be a huge success in the U.S. market, and I can tell you a couple of things that have happened. First, this has caught the attention of the serious press. This was reviewed last week by the New York Times and the New York Times Book Review. It's on Amazon. It's been pre-reviewed by several prestigious reviewers, and all reviews are pretty much raves. In the New York Times Book Review, the reviewer says, quote, Shin's prose, intimate and hauntingly spare in this translation by Chi Young Kim, moves from first to second and third person and powerfully conveys grief's bewildering immediacy. And then the other thing you mentioned is the Oprah thing. And the Oprah thing really cannot be overestimated. That is massive. Oprah's book club really, really has its claws in a certain demographic in the United States. And it's not only that it was named one of the 18 books to watch, but Oprah Magazine has also created a reading guide for O customers. So this is really going to drive a certain kind of, I guess what you might say in the United States is the ajumma. Mm-hmm. Reading crowd is going to hook into this book, and they're going to like it. If you look, and as I did today, if you go look at Amazon, it's even as it's being released right now, so we don't know what the sales numbers are. Yesterday, before its release, it was 146th among all novels.
Even before it came out?
Before it came out in the world. This is every single novel on Amazon, and it was 196 or so in terms of Kindle. And the other thing that you're seeing happen on Amazon is the people who do read it love it. It's reader ratings are close to 5. 5 is the perfect rating. Mm-hmm. Right now it's at about 4.6. So everybody who's seeing it is just loving it. And then the other thing is people are going to realize, hey, I've never heard of a Korean novel before. There's going to be some interest in this because of its novelty.
Why this book?
Well, there's a couple of things with this book. Three things I would really say. It's the right author, the right book, and it's the right time. And maybe I would add a fourth thing. It is being done right. This book is being rolled out in a proper way. And starting with the author, Shin Kyung-suk is internationally famous already. So she's an author who I think everybody looking at this, at her, knew she could produce a novel that would be internationally famous. She's won prizes. You know, she's won every literary prize in Korea. She's won prizes in France. She's won prizes in the United States. She's been published in Germany, Japan, China, Mongolia, France. She's just... she can write in a way that international audiences appreciate. So that's the first thing. The author was right. The second thing is it's the right book. As I said, it's a tearjerker. It's a genre that people are going to understand when they read it in English. They're going to start reading this book, and they're going to feel comfortable with it, and they're going to cry, and they're going to think they're all cried out, and then they're going to get to the end, and they're going to cry some more. So it reminds me a little bit of Park Won-soo's Who Ate Up All the Shinga, but it's even more a universal story. So right author, right book. The right time has to do with a couple of things. A big publisher and a truly great translator. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get a chance to talk about the translator here because Kim Chi-young is just an outstanding translator who's getting better and better. But this is building on previous success. Each successive Korean major book that has been published has been slightly more success. So there is a little awareness of Korean literature in the English reading culture. And this book will hit right into that. And the publisher is doing it, Knopf, I should say, is doing an outstanding job of selling it. They knew this was the book. It's worth noting that Shin received the biggest deal of any Korean writer has ever got. She got an advance of nearly $100,000, which is five times any other advance. So the publisher knew this book was right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the publisher has taken it, and they're selling it the right way. Shin is about to go on a two-month book tour. She's going to tour North American cities, seven North American cities, and she's going to Europe, and she's going to tour eight countries, which is very smart also because there is a much larger international audience of English readers than we sometimes think about. So if you can capture those readers, you have captured another market.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's really a huge deal. But you mentioned the genre of it being a tearjerker. Why is that important?
Well, because it's something that everybody can understand, and it doesn't require you to think too hard. And it's almost embarrassing to say about the English reading audience, but in a way, the reader is lazy. The reader wants something that they don't have to work incredibly hard at. And historically, the books that have had easily identifiable genres, even going back to E. Manuel's Our Twisted Hero, those are the books that have been successful. And you can think of all the successes. You can think of Who Ate Up All the Shinga, that was also a tearjerker. You can think of Your Republic is Calling You, which was a mystery novel by Kim Jung-ha. Those ones just work because people can start reading them without having to do a lot of placing them in context.
So people are lazy, but they want to be moved.
Exactly right. Literature is not, in a way, as serious as it used to be. It's much more of an entertainment thing now. And so you can't give the reader too much to do. And the kind of books that have been translated in the past, really great books in terms of literature, like Lee Hyo-suk's Buckwheat Season or Lee Chung-jun's Cruel City, those were pastoral in one case and Pundan Moonhak in the other, and the Western reader just couldn't figure out what to do with them. So this one, you're going to get in your hands and you're going to immediately understand.
All right. Now tell us a little bit about the translator, Kim Chi-young. You sound like you're familiar with her work.
Well, I'm familiar with her work, and I'm a massive fan. And I met her. She was in Seoul last year for a conference, and I interviewed her, and I will be putting that interview up on ktlit.com. She's won some awards here. She won the Daesan Foundation Translation Grant in 2005 and 2008, and she won the Modern Korean Literature Translation Award in 2003. And she has gotten better and better at what she has done. You can see as you read her books that she was a really good translator to begin with, and now she has created herself a great translator. She only works, she said, and I think this is still true, she only works with live authors so that she can go back to them if there are issues, meaning she always has access to the text. I should say that with Please Look After Mom, she and Shin Kyung-suk worked together and, in fact, changed some aspects of the story to make it more appropriate for the Western
international
audience.
International readers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm dying to compare the Korean to the English because my understanding is the ending particularly has been tweaked a little for the Western reader.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she started with Toy City by Lee Dong-ha, and if you go and look at Amazon, you can just see each time that she puts out a new book, it's more popular. Now, the translator is not everything about the popularity of a book, but I would argue that she has a tremendous amount of responsibility for the success of these books, from Toy City, then she did I Have the Right to Destroy Myself by Kim Jung-ha, then she did Tongue by Kyung Ran-jo, then she did Your Republic is Calling You, and now, if you look at those, if you go into Amazon and look at those, each one has jumped a major level in popularity.
So for readers who are new to Korean literature, they could just look up her name,
you know,
and
really,
go with the books that she translated.
They really could. There are. She would be probably number one or number two on my translation team now. I should also mention the Fultons, Bruce and Ju-chan Fulton, and Stephen Epstein from New Zealand. But yeah, if you just wanted to run to Amazon and you put her name in, you would get nothing but books that you enjoyed reading.
All right. Now, what does the success of Please Look After Mother mean in the bigger picture?
Well, I think it makes it, it just presents to publishers and to readers the idea of the possibility of Korean literature, which did not exist before. So it provides a roadmap that can be followed, and it provides something that you can point at and say, see, this actually does work. When I interviewed Kim Chi-young last year, she said a funny and semi-smart thing. We were talking about what would happen if Kim Jung-ha's novel were successful and then if Shin Kyung-suk's novel were successful, and both of those things have happened. And I said, I asked her if more books would be published, and she just smiled, and she said yes. She said, for the publishers, it will become easier. And I think that was absolutely accurate, because publishers haven't known what to do, haven't known how to approach this, haven't known if it would sell. And this last year has proven that Korean literature, at least some kinds of Korean literature, is absolutely an international literature and absolutely should be published internationally.
Mm-hmm. So
and
more
will be successful.
International exposure.
Yeah, more mm-hmm. international exposure. And then the hope is that once people start reading these authors, they will start to explore Amazon and they will find other authors, and at some point Korean literature, all of Korean literature, will become internationally known.
All right. Let's look forward to that happening indeed. Thanks very much, Charles, for your expertise today.
My pleasure.
We talked with Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University, about the book Please Look After Mom by author Shin Kyung-suk, which is being released in the U.S. today. And here's Bon Jovi with I'll Be There For You. I guess this time you're really